More political divisions are appearing in Europe as the continent continues to struggle with the ongoing migration crisis. Germany's finance minister said yesterday that his country has almost reached its capacity to take in refugees and that it needs to send that message clearly to the world. And in Sweden, the right-wing Sweden Democrats Party confirmed that it has started a campaign spreading flyers on the Greek island of Lesbos aimed at discouraging any more would-be asylum seekers from coming to Sweden. We're going to check in now in both Germany and Sweden, starting with Anne Tornqvist, who's with us from Stockholm, where she's a freelance reporter. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
And Teresa Tropper is with us from Berlin, Germany, where she's a freelance reporter, works often with Deutsche Welle. Teresa, welcome to you.
Hi.
And Teresa, let me start with you. How many arrivals are expected with these all these refugees coming into Germany in the next year?
Well, right now we're talking about this year, and the number varies from day to day, but altogether it's definitely rising. So in the past 7 to 10 days, I think 9,000 to 7,000 refugees crossed into Germany from Austria per day. So actually at the moment we're speaking about around 1 million refugees for this year, and next year is completely not clear what's going to happen then. But this year about 1 million probably.
And what about in Sweden? How many are coming?
Well, they've just revised the figure for 2015 upwards, so the official estimate is 160,000. I know that doesn't sound as much as Germany, but Sweden is about a tenth of the size population-wise as Germany, so it's on par per capita, I think.
And when they arrive, are they greeted warmly? Are they given things to help them settle in Sweden?
Well, there's been an enormous response from civil society in the past month or so. So a lot of volunteers are out at the train stations. I came home to Stockholm from Gothenburg this weekend, and I noticed that there were 3 police officers and 3 staff members from the migration board ready. And this is new. They just started it because they basically want to be able to help people as soon as they get off the trains so that they can register for asylum and also get somewhere to sleep for a few nights.
Is the situation the same at this point in Germany, Teresa?
Pretty much so, yes. Refugees are crossing into Germany from Austria by foot across the border, and from there they are taken to one of the emergency shelters that have been set up in cities nearby. And some of those shelters are really full of people. It's huge halls with hundreds of people where they can get food and blankets for the night, but they have to sleep on the floor until they are distributed across Germany then.
And distributed to where? How are they able to be housed, and how do they find jobs in Germany once they settle in?
They're not allowed to find jobs in the beginning, so the housing is the first problem that has to be solved. There's a law in Germany called Königsteiner Schlüssel, which actually regulates where people are taken from the border. So if it's a wealthy area with a lot of people, then more refugees are moved there. And if it's just a small village, then not as many, ideally.
And Anne, in Sweden, are they able to get jobs there or find housing easily?
Well, it depends on where you're looking for housing. There's quite an acute housing crisis in many of the big cities. But there's also in Sweden, as in many other places, this kind of urban-rural divide. So if you need to live in housing provided by the migration board, you don't have much of a say where you go. But of course, many people choose to live with friends and family who are already here.
And Sweden has a policy of granting residency to Syrian refugees, but it sounds like that may change.
Well, there's a new law. This blanket asylum approval for people coming from Syria is basically, if you can get there, you have a right to stay in Sweden because the situation is so awful in Syria. But about a week ago, the government passed this law where you can also get temporary residence. This is really criticized by many human rights groups and by left-wing groups as well, because it creates a lot of question marks for the families who are often exhausted and traumatized already.
And does it tell you that the country is just getting overwhelmed by this, that there are a lot of people there who are ready to stop accepting all of these asylum seekers?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. I think Sweden, and perhaps also I think Germany, have felt for many years that we're doing a lot of work and some people aren't. But then, of course, southern EU states have felt that they become the main entry points for migrants to Europe, so they have a different kind of job to do. So there's a lot of, I mean, people are angry with each other in Europe. You know, the Western Europeans are angry at the Eastern Europeans for not wanting Muslims, and who's playing for what.
And what's the conversation around the dinner table right now in Sweden about this? Are attitudes changing?
I think it's a little bit like all crises, that it brings out the best in some people and the worst in some. There's been a lot of money collection on social media, and many people have volunteered. Some people just think enough is enough for various reasons. I think it's very divided, and I know that the last poll in August showed that the Sweden Democrats, who are anti-immigration, got something like 18-19% of support, whereas in the elections last year, they got 12% of the votes.
What about in Germany, Teresa? What's the conversation around the dinner table there?
It's pretty much the same. In the beginning, a huge majority of Germans was very welcoming and really happy to help those in need, and refugees were even greeted with presents and parties across the country. But in the meantime, the mood has gradually shifted and the country is somewhat divided. I mean, there are still many, many people who are working as volunteers or donating and are willing to help, but an increasing number of Germans is also worried about the future and wondering how we can integrate all those people into our society. In recent polls here, 51% said they are scared because of the huge numbers of refugees coming. And some might feel that way because they just don't know how we'll be able to handle the situation. But then there are others who are obviously fearing that refugees will bring diseases, that the crime rate will rise, or that Germany will even become a Muslim country. And of course, there's no proof for any of these suspicions, but that doesn't keep those people from protesting against Islam, against refugees, and against the German government on a weekly basis.
But if you've got a million refugees coming in just this year alone, the religious makeup of Germany is certainly going to change, as is the cultural makeup of Germany. Is there a fear that Germany is going to lose its identity?
Of course there is, but in my opinion, that's not really justified because Germany has 80 million people. So if 1 million people are coming in, that doesn't make a majority or anything. Then, as Merkel has said, German culture should be strong enough to integrate like 1 million people without vanishing.
What about in Sweden? Is there a fear that the country is going to lose its cultural identity?
I don't think so, but I think that people are worried about jobs. For example, the state agency that issues the license to practice for doctors who are educated abroad, they've had double the number of applications since 3 years. And now the waiting time has gone from 2 months to 9 months. So it's just, there seems to have been a lack of foresight in Sweden. And so there's a lot of administrative problems right now.
Let me ask you about some of the violence that we've heard about. In Germany, there have been some pretty significant anti-migrant, anti-Muslim rallies recently. New federal crime statistics showed there has been a significant increase in violent crime against asylum seekers and refugees in Germany. Have you witnessed any of this yourself, Teresa, or what are you hearing about what's been happening and how they're going to stop it?
I haven't witnessed any of that, but it's easy to read it in the news like every day. It's happening on a weekly basis, like arson attacks on refugee shelters. Luckily, so far, no one has been hurt by that, but it's just a matter of time until it happens because it's getting more frequent. So there are some people who are afraid because of the numbers of refugees who are coming in, and the other half of Germany is afraid by the Germans, who are afraid of the refugees because of those attacks and because of the mood that has shifted so much.
And what about in Sweden?
It's similar. We've had about 20 arson attacks since March. And the rates really went up about 2 weeks ago. And maybe that crime is fueled by bigotry. Maybe it's just, you know, young boys being stupid. Maybe it's just fear. I don't know.
Let me finally ask both of you how you see this playing out in the next few months and over the next year. Do you think that politicians are going to change their views on this as more and more people come in? What's it going to be like for the refugees who have been there for a while and maybe have been living in temporary situations, but then decide that they've got to put down permanent roots in these countries? I'll start with you, Teresa, in Berlin.
I think Merkel will not be able to change her policy right now because she's really made clear that she thinks it's the right thing to do to allow those people into the country. So she can't really back off right now without having major problems afterwards.
But is the political pressure on Merkel going to build to the point where she can't continue to do that?
Some people think so, yes. Because Each day that thousands of refugees cross into Germany, her public approval ratings continue to fall, and also her quarrel with more conservative parts of her own government has reached a new and kind of dangerous level. So some are already proclaiming the end of the Merkel era, but I personally don't see that happening at all, because the next parliamentary elections are almost 2 years away. And because Merkel has proved she can handle difficult situations in the past, but it's clear something has to happen on a European level now to slow down at least the influx of refugees into Germany.
And what about in Sweden, Anne?
Well, there's a big difference in Sweden, because Stefan Löfven and the Social Democrats don't have anywhere close to the same hold on power as Merkel does. But I agree with Theresa that, I mean, people are asking for a European solution. Like, this can't go on. And I also think, just from a sociological and historical point of view, that this divide between Western and Eastern Europe, this divide is really interesting, and it might prove to be really problematic.
That's Anne Tornqvist, who is a journalist in Stockholm, Sweden. We've also been speaking with Theresa Tropper in Berlin, Germany, two countries where the migrants have been going in very big numbers. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.